Hello, baby.
The Cocktail Nation.
Anatomy of a Lounge Lothario.
Hey, baby.
I got a lot of money.
Howard, please. This is beneath
you. No, this is exactly me.
Casanova. You are evil, Demeter.
What you call me? It's not true.
Is it joke, my dove?
Why do you men so treasure this joking so?
Do you love me?
What can I say when you ask? You shouldn't ask, you know. I'll tell you when I feel like it.
Would you like me to give you something to make you sleep?
Now, there's a good idea.
All right, then. Come with me.
Welcome to another look at the Bon Vivants, the Playboys, and those who lived a jet setter lifestyle, those tango pirates, and just what makes them the men who they are. We're going right back in ancient history, this time with a man by the name of Commodus. And as I mentioned previously when we were looking at the life of Casanova, I was inspired from a recent trip to Europe, and I was spending some time in Rome and delving deeply into Roman history, a history that I'd studied in school, but ancient history was never my bag. Modern history was always the thing that I was most interested in. But certainly as you wander around the cobbled streets of Rome, you can't help but develop an interest. When you visit museums and you see monuments, you just want to know more. And in my research prior to my trip and during my trip, I came across an interesting playboy of that period. Never thought I'd actually find one of that period, but I did. Commodus. Now, Commodus was privileged. He grew up living a playboy lifestyle at this time, a long time ago. No sports cars, of course. But he certainly absolutely loved women. He absolutely loved life, and he didn't have any intention of becoming the emperor. But that was going to come later in life. Like all good playboys, he didn't take life seriously, he didn't take his studies seriously, and he had a reputation of being a spoiled brat and an entitled man without any merit, simply because of his family inheritance. Interestingly, he came to power under rather sketchy circumstances, and clearly was not the most qualified person for the job. He knew nothing about governing, he knew nothing about the Roman Senate, he knew nothing about how to lead. And he came to office immediately after the reign of one of the most educated, eloquent, and gifted leaders, Marcus Aurelius. Being a playboy, he's a lover, not a fighter. And his first act upon taking the helm as ruler was to cozy up to Rome's enemies on the northeastern front. And he created a peace pact with the people who actually loathed his empire. And then he had coins minted with his image on them, and he had them distributed widely to convey that there's a new sheriff in town. Look out. He went around the empire bragging about himself, and he created 14 days of the Roman gladiatorial games to celebrate his tremendous awesomeness. Sadly for him, he was loathed by the Senate and the lower classes and many of the members of the military, who thought that he was a bit of a bragger, and they weren't too endeared to him at all. And as emperor, he made it clear that he didn't actually want to be involved with the day-to-day work of governing and administration, so he delegated the obligations to a handful of his friends and cronies. Doesn't sound like something that would happen today at all. Not at all. Chief amongst them was his best friend and his most trusted confidant, Cleander, who was manipulative and power-hungry and conniving and had his own agenda for running the empire. He wrote up many imperial edicts and executive orders for Commodus to sign, and Commodus very rarely read them. Interestingly, several of his political maneuvers actually led to the ruin of the empire, complete with famine, disease, and massive civil unrest involving huge protests in the streets. Commodus was a fairly petty and vindictive sort of person. When the crowds turned on Cleander, so did Commodus, providing the masses with his head. And thus it was all over for young Commodus. What can I say about young Commodus? Well, I guess, I suppose, as a lounge Lothario, he certainly was not taking things very seriously. He certainly ticks the boxes when it comes to being rich, having charisma, being a lover of ladies. But at the end of the day, he probably shouldn't have been in charge. Maybe that's the lesson. Lounge Lotharios should not be running anything. That could be the thing, I'm not sure. It is a short anatomy of a lounge Lothario, but I thought I had to add in Commodus because it surprised me when I was in Europe to actually find one from that far back. Thanks for joining me for another Anatomy of a Lounge Lothario.